This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our mail haulers, bulk mail haulers up there, led by Felix and the gang. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. The same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we hope you do go over there and check that out. We've got a lot of great things over there for you to look at. Now, we're going to say the pledge and get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, something may have gotten leaked yesterday from the Russian Defense Ministry office. There wasn't supposed to be. It was the death and the wounded numbers for the Russian soldiers in the Ukraine. And it appears that those numbers, and again, I've been telling you, I thought we were sitting somewhere around 10,000. I just did not believe the 5 and the 6 and those lower number death rates because of what I knew was happening. Just looking at the tanks that they knocked out, if they knocked out the crews in the tanks, that would make 3 people in every tank, if they didn't get out, were killed. And that apparently is what's happened, and that's why their death rate is way up. So we're going to get right to it here. So the Russian Defense Ministry says that just about 10,000 have been killed of their military and 16,153 have been wounded in Ukraine since the invasion began. Now, then they retracted that number and claimed that they had been hacked. And you have to know that someone got into some deep trouble there for letting the number leak out to begin with. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm watching these numbers knowing full well that the American troops, when we were taking KIAs in Afghanistan, for the 20 years we were there, 2,448 Americans were killed. And they haven't been there 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and they've lost almost 10,000, just a few dozen shy of 10,000. My goodness. And let's not forget also that 6 high-ranking Russian military officials, including 4 generals, have also been killed, according to reports. Now, the Russians still haven't taken the capital of Kiev. And they are definitely struggling as they were booted out of one of the suburban residential areas yesterday that they had captured. The counteroffensive was launched by the Ukrainian forces, and they drove the Russians out of that one part of town. So that's doesn't say much for the Russian military. But the Russian troops are failing to advance in most of the country or most of the rest of the country. They're failing. And we've seen more and more Russian troops that are coming in to these convenience stores and grocery stores and different places where they can grab food or whatnot. We saw a picture of one that actually pulled up to a fuel pump, and they turned on the pumps, and they were pumping fuel to the tank. They were pumping fuel to the tank. After all, why not? To the victor belongs the spoils, right? That's the way they were doing it. And no Ukrainian or allied forces seen anywhere around when all this was going on. But that should not be surprising. They'll get at them later, for sure. But the thing of it is, folks, the Ukrainian military is putting it on the Russians right now. They really are. And Vladimir Putin must be literally pulling his hair out, which is why there's the talk about the fact that he may use small nuclear weapons to try to take control of the situation. Well, if he uses anything nuclear, he better be careful for the response that he's going to get back. That's number one. Number two, I still think he's going to use biochemical or chemical weapons is what he's going to do, because they have a modus operandi of doing that in other parts of the world in the country, including Africa and Afghanistan and Iraq. So we'll see how it all plays out. Now, we're coming back with more, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. And I'll have more for you. Don't go anywhere.
America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we are going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Maz Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a brand new or certified pre-owned Nissan from Maz Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Maz Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Maz Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Maz. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value, too, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Now let's take a look at something else here too, by the way, before I go to my caller. And that is that Maz Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal offered to them. Now Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand-new Moss Nissan dealership being built in Brooksville, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50, coming soon. So, Check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, Newport Richey is 40 miles north of Tampa, and you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase by going there. MossMAUSNissan.com. All right, well, joining us right now, we have the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Nice talking with you as always. Good morning to America out there. And two big transactions in the sports world, Captain. Leonard Fournette, playoff Lenny, will re-sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He went up to New England. They were trying to steal him from
Who was that?
Leonard Fournette.
That's right, the running back, yeah. Mm.
He always plays well in the playoffs, so he's been nicknamed Playoff Lenny. And he was a great running back at LSU. Then he went to Jacksonville. Things didn't work out there. Then Tom recruited him in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady, that is. And they, won the Super Bowl together. So I'm sure he's happy to have him back to take the pressure off of the passing game. So it should be an interesting year. The Bucs are trying to, get back again. The ironic thing, Captain, with Tom Brady is when he, it's like every other year he wins the Super Bowl the last 8 years. So they win, then they make the playoffs and don't win, and then they go back and win. So we'll see if he still has the magic left at 45 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the Buccaneers used to have Jameis Winston at quarterback. He tore his ACL against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year when they played him on Halloween, which was ironic. And it looks like he's healed up. He should be ready for training camp. They re-signed him to a two-year contract. And
where, New Orleans?
The New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
Have put him together. To see what happens. Now, the Dolphins, speaking about the Florida Marlins, the Armstead agrees to a 5-year, $75 million contract deal. And he used to play left tackle for the New Orleans Saints. So now he's going to go over to the Miami Dolphins. And Teddy Bridgewater was the starting quarterback for the Broncos last year. He's coming into Miami. There was speculation that he was just going to back up Mr. Tua, but now it looks like he's going to compete for the starting job. It kind of works that out, Mr.
Sure.
So, what's going on in the NFL right now? And baseball's in full gear with spring training. They'll be starting the season here in less than.
Wait a minute. Let me throw something in there. The USFL starts in about another 10 days.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's going to be the minor league football for the NFL, I guess is the way you could call that.
Yeah, a lot of guys will get from the USFL to their, a little transitional league. I would agree with you, Captain, the way it is. Now, at one time, I believe they really tried to compete with the NFL back in the day when Donald Trump owned the New Jersey Generals.
And Herschel Walker was their running back.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Very good, Captain. Now he's running for a political position up in Georgia.
Come to think of it, Jim Kelly was in that league too.
Yes, sir, he was. Yep. He's a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if they it should be some fun football to watch. Hopefully it'll be enjoyable. Everybody loves football, Captain, as we both know. So last but not least in football. The Rams definitely want O.J. Beckham Jr. back, their wide receiver core. They've been trying to make another run at it. So they had a great year last year, obviously. They won the Super Bowl. So congratulations to them again. And we'll see what happens out there. Everybody's looking forward to baseball. A lot of people like fantasy baseball. So that'll be real big this next week. People drafting and making things happen there. So. That's what's been going on there, Captain. When we talk Friday, we'll be talking some NASCAR, see what's going on there. Basketball and hockey playoffs will be here before we know it. So that should be fun also for people.
Well, I wish the basketball players a lot of luck, but I really don't care. Like, what soured my taste on basketball is LeBron James and his antics.
Yeah.
And the guys that went along with him, I might add.
Yeah, you're right, Captain. I just wish sports would stick more to sports and leave the politics out of it. And, you know, it kind of started in Hollywood, Captain, though, with entertainers thinking they should have a voice to say things. And now athletes think they're more entertainers than athletes, so they want to have that. So it's obviously a very changing society in that department. And
By the way, Jeff was saying good morning to us, and he's saying 2022-2023 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the dress rehearsal for ring number 8.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that and see that. It's very possible. I mean, they're bringing back a lot of guys. And that's always a good sign. And then always comes down to, you know, injuries and the luck of not they're getting, you know, things in line. The moon's aligning, as they say, getting that perfect storm, to say the least. So that's the way that cookie crumbles. A lot of people will have the Bucks as a favorite to get back to the playoffs, at least to the Super Bowl. But the benefit for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is that the division is a little down. You know, New Orleans is a rock-solid team coming in this year, Carolina Panthers, and the Atlanta Falcons just let Matt Ryan go to the Indianapolis Colts. And we'll see what happens there in Atlanta with Marcus Mariota looking like he's going to be the starting quarterback. Kind of ironic, Captain. Only a few years ago was Jameis Winston the number one pick for the Bucs, and Marcus Mariota, you know, was the second pick. And now they're both back in the same division, going to be starters. So that should be interesting for people to witness and watch in the National Football League. The Buffalo Bills are making some great transactions for all the New York people who vote for the Bills. So that's what I see that team. To me, they're the front runners of the AFC this year, the way they're putting all the pieces together. That would be an interesting Super Bowl, Buffalo and Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Kind of a reunite of the New England Patriots-Buffalo Bills rivalry. So,
where's the Super Bowl this year going to be played?
It is going to be played? Oh, good question, Captain. Oh, man, I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to misspeak here.
No, well, don't say if you don't know. I'll have to look it up here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I don't misspeak on that one. There should be one thing, I think Miami might be in the rotation or so that's very possible.
Warm weather or in a dome is all I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That.
All right. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Friday. Have a great day.
You too, brother. God bless.
All righty. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. We're over there to the Sports Zone on Facebook. Check him out, see all the great things they got over there. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas.
Celebrity chef and TV personality Gordon Ramsay is set to open his sixth restaurant in Las Vegas. Ramsay's Kitchen will open this fall at Harrah's on the famed Las Vegas Strip. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Burton.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff. And mark your calendars, guys and gals, for April the 1st through April the 4th, right here in Brandon, Florida. Yep, Brandon, Florida. The biggest rally of 2022 is coming to town. You can hear from 18 great speakers featuring Lee Dundas from America's Frontline Doctors, Dr. David Martin, exposing the COVID lives, and Jack Maxey. He's the computer shop owner who is revealing Hunter Biden's laptop scandal and some more information that you probably haven't heard yet about what that laptop computer revealed, and more. Now, you can get your tickets before they sell out at letsgobrandonrally.org. And you can attend in person or stream online. Remember, the first weekend of April, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, in Brandon, Florida. Let's go, BrandonRally.org. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. Let's go, BrandonRally.org. And you can see me on Saturday, April the 2nd. I will be there on Saturday, April 2nd. And I'll probably have some people from the show there with me as well. So that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And away we go, as they say in the business. Okay, now, taking a look over here at a couple of things. We have a situation, of course, in the Ukraine where God only knows what's going to happen next. The Ukraine military got real lucky yesterday, caught a break, and they were able to drive the Russian military out of one of the suburban areas that the Russians had occupied outside Kiev, and that's a good thing. I don't know if they'll be able to move them anywhere else, but we'll see. But they definitely
have got the resolve and the wherewithal to make some really good things happen there. And good morning, George. How you doing, George? Godfather is chiming in over there. And I'm not sure. I just saw somebody else. I'll take a peek and see who it is. But we have got different things transpiring, if you will, to, oh, it's Jeff talking about Tampa Bay. And what is it? Arizona. That's where they're playing the Super Bowl? All right. Well, Arizona. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jeff, for telling me that. I did not know where it was going to be. So we've got plenty of things coming due here in the not-too-distant future. A lot of things happening. You can expect this to be a very busy political year with rallies and different things that are going on. And we'll be involved in a fair amount of them ourselves. So there you go. And you'll see us at a number of them, too. So we plan on staying very busy when it comes to that. Now, President Biden, along with other U.S. officials, have warned Russia that there would be a severe and significant reaction from the U.S. if they were to use chemical or biological weapons in the Ukraine. Now, I've been talking about this for several weeks now, because to me, I believe they're going to do it. But I just don't know when, and nobody knows when, for that matter. But the more desperate Putin gets, the more the possibilities there that he'll do something like this. I certainly hope not, because when this stuff gets out there in the air, you want to talk about mass casualties, you got them. I certainly hope they don't do this, but everybody's expecting them to. So we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, I've heard a lot of people say, well, he's gonna use a nuclear bomb. He's going to scare everybody with a nuclear bomb and set off one of the smaller ones and this, that, and the other. No, I don't believe he's going to. If he hasn't got trouble now with crimes against humanity, if he doesn't have problems now with a war, as being a war criminal, they will actually hunt him down and drag him out of Russia if he does that. That's just my theory on the situation. We'll see what happens. By the way, Hillary tested positive for COVID. She's gone into COVID quarantine. She's asking her followers what she should watch on television. I'd say anything but politics. Watch the game shows, Hillary. Watch the game shows. You can have some fun that way. She might be able to win some experimental money. How's that? Now, the other thing that happened is that the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the President Joe Biden are headed over to NATO in Europe for a meeting. And then after that, they're going to go to Poland for another meeting. Now, how is all that going to work out? Don't know. There'll be plenty of speculation going on after the fact. But they're going to try to come up with some sort of policy or some sort of plan that NATO, whatever they do, they're going to do it based on the conversation that they have today over there in Brussels. And we'll see how that all works out. I'm not sure that we're going to get anything accomplished with NATO, because they all seem to be afraid of offending the big bear. They're all afraid of the nuclear stuff and whatnot. Oh, and good morning, Christine. She's saying, where is James Bond when we need him? He's still in the movies. Christine, still in the movies. I think they got a new movie coming out. So you'll have to wait till the new movie comes out, and then you can figure it out. What is this? Where can I stream online? I want to see the Let's Go Brandon. Oh, you go to letsgobrandonrally.org, Wally. Letsgobrandonrally.org. And that's where you'll be able to see the rally. If you can't make it, you can watch it live and in living color on the Internet. You'll have to sign up for it, of course, but it is what it is. I don't think they'll bite you too much. Don't know, but you can let me know when you figure it out. Let's go BrandonRally.org. You can sign up so you can see the streaming. Okay, let's see. Now, we have got some bad weather in North Florida, up in the Panhandle, and that extends up into Alabama right now. So you need to be very careful if you're going north. Don't need to have anybody have any problems up there, but a tornado watch, tornado warning, severe thunderstorm watch and warning, flash flood watches and warnings all the way up through there, from the Gulf, from Florida, all the way to the Tennessee state line. So be careful there. Artie, let me go over here for a second because we have Brandon Rimes, who is the consumer quarterback. And good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Brandon.
All right, you're a little muffled. Can you unmuffle yourself?
Sure.
There.
Let me see what I can do.
That's better. You got louder and you got clearer, so that's better. What do you think about all this stuff going on in the Ukraine? That's not helping the world economy much.
Yeah, it's, we need to focus on our home southern border. And, you know, I was listening to one of my podcasts, and a lot of money that went over to Ukraine is allegedly not getting where it needs to be. There's just a lot of money going to that
industrial complex that does, you know, some of the humanitarian efforts, and it just doesn't
seem clear to me that the money is going to get to the people. And also, in the bill, there's money to combat disinformation.
So,
disinformation is that, right?
So, it's
fearful that it's going to be, you know, against hatred. And people that say things that it's the elite thing.
Okay. Well, hang on just a second here because we're fixing to go to break. And, folks, when we come back from that break, Brandon Rimes will be our guest. We're going to be talking about some of the finances going on here. The home market is all over the place. Not good if you want to buy a home and have some reasonable money to spend. It's just not good. That's not going to happen. So we'll see what Brandon suggests. And what the people are saying about other stuff, too. So, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as it's a Wednesday morning. Weather's fine where I'm at. Not up in the Panhandle, though. Be careful. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Jeff. By the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by the Let's Go Brandon Rally people. Because coming up, mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, April the 1st through April the 4th, right here in Brandon, Florida, Tampa Bay, the biggest rally of 2022. You'll be able to hear from 18 great MAGA speakers, featuring Lee Dundas from America's Frontline Doctors, Dr. David Martin, exposing the COVID lies, Nick Maxey, who is the technician, the computer technician, who had Hunter Biden's laptop, and he'll be telling you about Hunter Biden's laptop scandal and some of the things that he can talk about that he saw that were in there, because he did see those files. And more. Now, you can get your tickets before they sell out by going to letsgobrandonrally.org. That's letsgobrandonrally.org. Attend in person or stream online. And to stream online, all you got to do is go over to letsgobrandonrally.org, and there's instructions there how to do that. Now, again, this is April 1st, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Brandon, Florida. And it's going to be over there at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel for 4 days. It's going to be great. You're going to like it. I'll be there myself on Saturday, April the 2nd, all day. And I'm going to have some of the guests from my program over there as well. So you'll be able to meet some of the crew. We call them the Captain's Army. And it's all about we the people. Remember that. And this Brandon, Let's Go BrandonRally.org is the same way. Okay. Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, is right here with us again. And good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain.
Now, you have something coming up. If people are looking perhaps for a change in venue, want a different job, or they want to better themselves, you have something to help them out with.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for folks. It's Keller Williams Real Estate School, powered by Kaplan, and it's a free online course. So you can get licensed from home. It's an online course. And then essentially what you're able to do is, if you don't want to go into full-time real estate, you say, well, Brandon, you know, I'm already a contractor, I'm already a nurse or a firefighter. Well, this is great because you can do this part-time. And essentially what you're doing is you can become a referral agent. So if you have connections or even just friends and family that are looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, then you could simply refer those people over to a Keller Williams agent to close the business for you, and then you would make a 25% referral fee. Simple as that. Super cool side hustle, part-time gig opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully somebody can take you up on that and make themselves some extra money. It's always nice to be able to do that. And if you have a full-time job, you can certainly do this part-time. And who knows, it might become your full-time job.
That's exactly right. Yeah, people a lot of times will kind of ease into real estate, and they'll say, you know, they'll pop a couple big deals and say, wow, this is, you know, if I could allocate, you know, 40 hours a week to this instead of 20, then I might be able to get something going here. And that's what Keller Williams Real Estate School, powered by Kaplan, will do. And it's completely free. It's an online course. And all you have to do is get your, pass your state test at the end. So then you would get your state licensing. And, of course, you got to go through the fingerprinting process. But, yeah, we're there to coach you throughout the whole process.
Now, Indiana has become another state with open constitutional carry, they call it. The governor, Earl Holcomb, signed into law a measure that will allow the state citizens to carry a handgun without a permit. It's called the Constitutional Carry Bill by some, in reference to the Second Amendment. Now, the measure is HEA 1296, which was passed on a 30-20 vote in Indiana Senate on March the 8th, after it was approved by the Senate, by a 68-30 vote on January 11th, both largely along party lines. And I think you're going to see more of this as the days and weeks go by.
Yeah, isn't it interesting just the difference between states, you know, blue state, red state, and then, you know, having concealed carry versus open carry. I'm all for the Second Amendment and people being able to take up arms and to defend themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's part of our way of living here in the United States. It's part of our being Americans, something that we enjoy that other people don't.
Yeah, and if you notice those polls that came out too, like Ukraine right now, they're getting, of course, invaded. Like if something were to happen like that at home here in America, I think it was like 68 or 72% of Republicans would stay and fight. And, the other side was much lower, much, much lower.
Well, there was something somewhere about, one of our adversaries made a comment that, if they ever did come in and invade the United States, they would be afraid to come into these homes because there's literally a gun behind every door.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that was said by somebody. I don't think it was Russia. I think it was somebody else, but I don't remember who it was. Well, Hillary is not going into the real estate business anytime soon, but she tested positive for COVID, and she's out of commission for a few days.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, COVID's going to make its round. It's going to hit everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's, natural immunity. You got to think about natural immunity, therapeutics, Joe Rogan policy, and Dr. Robert Malone. You know, he's got the plan for you. If you get,
Ivermectin, isn't it?
Yeah, ivermectin. I got all that stuff at home. I've got ivermectin and the three or four other solutions that he had mentioned, therapeutic type solutions and, you know, medications to have. So I've got it all here at home, ready to go just in case, you know, myself or my wife or, you know, we get that and then boom, just going to take those, get it early. That way you avoid the hospital stay and definitely avoid the ventilator.
Or the vice president in charge of operations, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, gotta take care of her. Yep, okay. Now, the IRS, which is way behind the eight ball here, they want to hire 10,000 more people to try to catch up to where they're at. The IRS has delivered about 45 million tax refunds so far. That was part of the problem, one of the things that we're having a problem with. And they say that this is the average amount that they would normally do for the year filing. But they still haven't given everybody returns and things from last year.
Yeah, and they, you know, they supposedly hired or about to hire 85,000 new enforcement agents. So, you know, how about hiring some people to process returns and get Americans, hardworking Americans, their money back? That in many cases, they, you know, the IRS, they're overpaid throughout the year and they're holding money, and then they're going to refund a certain amount of money. So the longer they hold that money, you know, it's better for them. So, yeah, how about getting people their money back and stop, you know, messing around with people's livelihoods and money? And by the way, how about using some of those billions and trillions of dollars that you printed to be more efficient instead of, you know, kicking back to cronies all overseas? A lot of that foreign aid, as I was saying earlier, the foreign aid that goes overseas, it's all a sham. A lot of it's going back into the pockets of these, you know, these political elites and their cronies overseas. So it's, you know, bad news for the American taxpayer.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be a percentage of that. They always figure that it was 10% waste on any bill that you pass.
Yeah, and then this one had a lot of it in there as well. They had certain earmarks to go to the Department of Justice, I believe, for combating disinformation. And, you know, they said Russian disinformation, but, you know, disinformation to whose opinion, right? Is it the liberal elite's opinion, just like they, you know, are taking after these January 6th so-called domestic terrorists and you know, those type of disinformation, conservative disinformation that ended up becoming true, you know, over this last 18 months? Or is it legitimate disinformation? Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Now, I'm going to be up in Newport Richey on Saturday at Moss Nissan, and we're going to have the entertainment trailer there with the grill and, you know, the basketball games and all that stuff. Be watching stuff. So you're welcome to show up if you want.
Well, thanks for the invite. And yeah, that's awesome.
Be there till 3 o'clock.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's a great company, and hopefully you'll get good weather for that. That'd be great.
Well, we're going to have the weather, believe me. It might be a little cool, but we're going to get the weather. Okay, so tell us real quick. We're running out of time here. How do we find out about you?
Yes, sir. Brandon Rhymes. You can reach me at 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. And our real estate website is platinummvpteam.kw.com. Real estate website, and also consumerqb.com for the radio show.
All right, consumerqb.com. Thanks very much, Brandon. Talk to you next week if I don't see you sooner. Thank you.
All right, Captain.
All right, Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. And I got to go. That's the music. I'll see you all tonight. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.